Okay, this is it. Last one tomorrow. If you want to get one into us before the weekend, talk at beat102103.com or you can. What is wrong with me?
See, when you say something, I don't call it out, you know. Nick was on defending me. Poor Killian, stop bullying me. Stop bullying me because I said about my protein for a week.
It is 085102913 on WhatsApp. Hi, Nyland Show. I need your help. Do not read out my name. I'm Sina Wan since the last few weeks. She invited me over to hers last week and said we could have dinner. She's got a one-bed apartment, so I thought fair play. She's got something going for her.
Oh.
Got over, fully expecting a lasagna or a shepherd's pie, lads. Arrived and she said it was goujons and chips in the air fryer.
Chidley.
I was not happy.
I'd be so delighted with that.
I don't think you should invite someone over and not do a full cooked meal. I was brought up that way. But what I found out next was shocking. She was looking for something to tie up her hair with and she walked over to the oven. I thought, okay, maybe she's going to take out an apple tart at least. No. The oven had no dessert inside. Her oven is a storage space.
Oh, Jesus.
She opened it up and a flip-flop fell out. The whole oven was filled with shoes and other things she needed to store. She has never used the oven. She says she doesn't know how, lads. She only uses an air fryer. This is not right. Shocking behaviour, like I said. I really feel like we are in red flag territory. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Killian.
There's no raring on this one at all.
Oh, no.
There's not. I mean, come on. Like, you're inviting someone over first date. Like, I would be delighted with goujons and chips, but yeah. giving them, like, not even a cooked meal, like, your special, you know?
It is a cooked meal. It's cooked in the air fryer.
Oh, yeah. Yolks out of a bag. Oh, whoa.
You just said you'd be happy with it.
Yeah, I'd be happy with it, but you'd be expecting a bit more pizzazz. And then for one to go, like, I'm sick in the head to put something in there. You can't be putting your shoes. You can't. No, I'm sorry now. Well, are you going to stand there and tell me that it is okay to use an oven that you cook food in? She's renting, so I'm presuming the previous owner.
No, it didn't say she was renting. Well, that could be her place. And
could
even
be her
if
place
it's not,
a new oven. It's an oven for cooking food, not for storing your shoes.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City put in her clothes. If you live in a small place, you're looking for storage. Look,
what's next going to happen?
Hang
is she going to start washing her clothes in the dishwasher?
No.
Is she going to start drying them in the oven? Like, come
calm
on.
Down for a second now.
Come on.
I will say, in her defense, right? Okay, she doesn't know how to use the oven. I wouldn't be using my oven that frequently. Like, I'd use it a couple of times a week, right? But I also think that if she is managing to live with the air fryer and maybe a microwave and or whatever else, like, you are coming across as somebody who, oh, I expected a full cooked meal and I come in and shocking behavior. Okay, it's strange to you that she's put her stuff in the oven, but if you're living in a small place where you don't have storage, maybe it just makes sense. She's not going to use the oven, so therefore she's going to use it for something practical rather than
like use it for your plates, use it for something that you'd be cooking
with,
as in like your bacon trays or whatever, you know, frying pans or something.
But you're going to judge somebody because
for putting their shoes in an oven. Yes, I will tell you what I'd tell this girl. Listen to Be Breakfast, because IKEA Waterford is closer than you think. On you pop and get some cube storage there and set it up there.
You're actually coming down on somebody because they can't use an oven, and you're saying that because she only
she can't use an oven. I'm just saying that she's using it as storage for her shoes, Shona.
I know, I read it out.
I just think it's wild and bizarre. If you'd stand there telling me that, oh, I think that's okay.
No, I don't. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't put my flip-flops. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that, like,
no raring at all.
No, I think that's really harsh. I think that's really harsh. I don't stand by that. Like, okay, she didn't cook you a meal, but, like, you're coming on saying red flag behaviour because she uses the oven for storage. Oh, my God, she didn't cook me a lasagna or a shepherd's pie. That's the problem. He's given out about the fact that she didn't cook him a proper meal.
I know, but I think the main reason why he's puzzled is because of the shoes.
If you went on a
first date, you went on a first date, you went over to a fella's house, and next minute he went over, he goes, I'm going to change into my comfies here, and he grabs the pyjamas and the slippers out of the oven. You'd be saying too. Next, what's next? Like, she's having her eyelashes the vegetable drawer in the fridge because she has no storage. Like,
I would.
You'd be have the same reaction. You'd be puzzled.
I would think that it was a little bit strange, but I'm coming back to the email where he says she's never used the oven, doesn't know how to use the oven, lads. This is shocking behaviour. Oh my God, the girl doesn't know how to use the oven. I'm focusing on that rather than the fact that her flip-flops are in the oven. I'm not as caught up on the oven being used for storage as you are. You're saying that because she put stuff in the oven, oh my God, run a mile. Whoa! A stiletto in the oven. Whoa! I'm scared! Do you know, like, I don't think it's fair to, like, somebody...
I think somebody
could be a lovely person and she might put her flip-flops in the oven. Are we going to write people off for doing, like, you know, little quirky things? That's all I'm saying.
It's more than quirky,
no,
though.
No!
I think she's gas.
I do, too.
Gas oven. Get it.
Right, get your thoughts into us. Obviously, Killian and I have very different opinions on this. 085-102-9103. And do you? And you can come forward because this is a safe space.
No, it's not.
Do you? It's a safe space with me. Do you put your? Do you use your oven for storage and it's not for plates and crockery? 085-102-9103. A lot of love for Killian's point. I'm sorry, but I'm with Killian on that one. Says Marta, this is hilarious. Says Catherine, she's living her best Carrie Bradshaw life. You go, girl. Nothing wrong with an air fryer meal. I love my air fryer keeper. She's brilliant. I do think, to be fair, like, and I was saying this, I do think a lot more people are, it's not that I don't cook, but I think when you have, like, air fryer, like, microwave, slow cooker, whatever, you don't use the oven as much. Yeah. It's become more of a thing, do you know?
Or a roast or something.
Jimmy, he's lucky. Women shouldn't be allowed in the kitchen unless they've been taught how to cook by a man.
Is that a joke?
What?
Yeah, it'd want to be.
Fair play. Ah, no, I'm joking. That's disgraceful. Jimmy, rein yourself in. Come on.
I will go to Donal, who said, all right there, Gordon Ramsay, bring your own lasagna. They're only $3.99 in the shops. Talk about being ungrateful. It's not as if she handed you a bowl of Shreddies. Maybe enter the competition tomorrow and try and get her some storage space. And no, unfortunately, I just use the standard wardrobe for all that. I'm so boring. I should be more creative.
Yeah, that's the attitude.
Ah, come on, show. Even kids know how to use the oven nowadays. An oven for storage is disgusting. She could get lots of cheap storage options. Please run now. Good morning, guys. Where is the offer from this guy to cook dinner? I don't think it's a red flag behavior, but it sounds like this guy's got the ick and won't see past the flip-flops. So for the sake of both of them, he's better off walking away. I agree with Killian. Putting flip-flops in the oven is a no-no. Anything food-related, but not shoes. For God's sake, what if she turned it on by mistake? Yeah, we have more of that in a second. Let's go through some of the voice notes. Yes. Let's start with James this morning.
Yeah, red flag territory, all right, lads. Red flag for your man, or your red flag for your one. He'd expect an apple pie. He'd expect a full dinner. It's like, grand, so she doesn't know how to work an oven. Run, girl. Your man's a caveman. Run.
Yeah, I think, look, I'm not defending necessarily putting shoes in the oven. I do think maybe it was a storage thing and I'm trying to be play devil's advocate. But my issue overall with the email, and I think the thing that you overlooked, I think my issue with it is him talking about her not cooking her a full meal and expecting, like, even the fact that he thought she was going to the oven for the dessert.
Lads are not great with the words, so I think he's written it wrong, if that makes sense. Wrote it wrong. See, point in case. But I think he, like, expected it when he saw her going to the oven that maybe she was taking out a dessert, as one would assume. If you went to the oven, you wouldn't think a flip-flop is coming at you, you know?
Yeah, no, but, like, it's back to the whole thing. You saying there's no rearing on her. I think that's, like, unfair. Do you know what I mean?
Joe was on.
I don't know if it's the same thing, but my mom used to use the dryer to store all her cleaning products because she never used the dryer unless, like, she really, really, really had to. But yeah, like, things can be two things at once.
Exactly. Maybe, yeah, no, I think that's fair.
And Nick is appalled.
Lad, the dilemma. No. I don't care if she had been using it for a different thing, like even for makeup or whatever, but you don't put something that goes on your face into an oven. No, that's rank. I don't care if she uses it or not. That is actually disgusting. Can you imagine the waft of feet coming out of the kitchen?
Oh, dear Lord.
Or, like, what if you didn't know they were in there and you were dating her and you were like, I'm going to surprise her with a little meal, and you preheat the oven and next minute there's just a stench of feet throughout the whole thing. No. Wrong. Not a red flag, because I'm sure she's a lovely girl, but, like, it's not wrong, but it's sure ain't right.
Sorry, what's
the thought of the oven being on 250 and then, like, all the shoes coming.